This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Okay, so I saw the movie X-Men this weekend, okay, and you all know I have the biggest crush on Michael Fassbender. He's on my laminated list like 18 times. He is just so awesome. And I love him as Magneto. He's just so sexy. I just love Michael Fassbender. In fact, I am rewatching Band of Brothers because we're going to be going to the beaches of Normandy. We're going to go to Omaha Beach and Utah Beach actually this weekend. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be pretty exciting. And he was in Band of Brothers. And so I knew it, and I was like, I think that's Michael Fassbender. And my husband was like, no, you know, this was done in the 2000s. I go, I don't know, that guy just looked like him. Everybody looks like Michael Fassbender to me. And he was in it. So we are rewatching it just to kind of, I'm forcing my husband into that. Yeah, so for Father's Day, we made my husband watch X-Men. But the one thing that I've been noticing with X-Men, I saw this in Deadpool. I watched Deadpool 2. And I don't know if you guys saw Deadpool 2, but they made a comment about how X-Men shouldn't be called X-Men. That it's not politically correct. And then they did the same thing in the X-Men Phoenix movie that I just saw. They made a real big issue about the term man in it, or X-Men. And I'm a woman, all right? And it got a little uncomfortable for me. Now, mind you, I come from a long history of women who, you know, battered glass ceilings and, you know, I paved the way for me to be where I am today. And so I am so grateful that I, as a woman, am able to, you know, have equal rights, able to vote, you know, hopefully equal pay. So I'm very honored by that. But I think we're starting to take it a little bit too far. And I see people getting insulted about things that they shouldn't, and you guys know where I stand. Okay, if you ever want to know where I politically stand, is don't have the wrong conversation or don't push the wrong narrative, all right? Because if so, we don't get what really needs to get done. That's what we talked about with the measles vaccine issue, all right? I'm pro-vaccine, but if nobody's going to tell us that this vaccine outbreak is also happening to people who are vaccinated, then we're not going to address a more virulent strain of the virus. We're going to just address the, okay, we got to force, you know, we got to make everybody vaccinate. I mean, we got to have the whole story so we could attack it head on. So here we are with words like human. Human has man in it, and I'm hearing people want to change that because they think it insults women. I'm a woman. I'm not insulted. It could be human, mankind. I'm okay with mankind. That doesn't bother me. I'm fine with that. I know I can't speak for all women, but these are words in our language. You know, in Spanish, you know, I learned Spanish at school, took multiple years in school, and then, you know, self-taught a lot. And when you have something in the plural, you go to the male. So, like, if you have a bunch of, you know, kids, you go niños. And you'll do OS instead of niñas. You'll go the male with the plural. That's just something we've always done in our language. It doesn't mean women are a second-class citizen. I mean, some people infer that. It's just, in language, it just makes it easier to go for that, unless it's like, you know, a female term like woman, like a ocean or a boat. I always thought that was stupid. Boats are she's and cars are he's. That just doesn't make any sense. But the problem is I think there's a lot of us women out there that think that men think that we want to change these things that that doesn't help a woman's cause. It makes us look dumb. It makes us look worse. when you try to argue to change something like X-Men, which has been a very, very successful Marvel comic, you know, comic book for decades. Don't start changing the name to ex-women or ex-people. Men is the plural of men and women. I'm fine with that. You know, man comes from the Latin term hand. So like mano in Spanish, mano is hand. And so it's when you see human or manager or, you know, it's hand. Management, it has to do with the hand. It doesn't have to do with men. And if there are women in the group, all right, calling it ex-women or ex-people, I call them X-Men. But, you know, I think we need to start picking and choosing, you know, what we're going to make big deals about. And I feel like every movie I see has this big push of, you know, women could be the superhero. Women could be this. Women could be that. The more you have to berate that and you know, flog that into somebody's psyche, the less power it has. Okay? People know women are powerful. I mean, every man in my family knew that you don't mess with women in her house. I didn't need a movie making a woman a superhero to do that. Anybody who's ever worked with me, or my mom, or my sister, know that, I mean, we get the job done. I don't need Marvel, and I mean, bless them. They're one of my favorite movies. I love watching their movies, but it's like, I don't need your help. And the average woman, that's not the help we need. Okay, that's just going to kind of stir this, okay, you're shoving, you know, this down our throat. We don't need to start changing vernacular. We don't need to start changing the English language. What we need to do is change actions. We need to stop sexual harassment in the workplace. We need equal pay for equal work. Okay, if somebody goes home early, yeah, they get paid less. If somebody does less work, yeah, they get paid less. But if you're doing the exact same job, working the exact same hours, seeing the same number of patients, or doing the same sort of workload, yeah, you should get paid the same. But you start to diminish and dilute what women need to do to progress their footing in society when you play around with this, okay, well, we're going to change superheroes to women, then we're going to have women the star of the movie, and we're going to show that women are badasses. Yeah, that's cool and everything, but what is the average woman like? The average woman likes to see Superman as Superman. Right? I mean, you know, me, I like to see Michael Fassbender. Let Michael Fassbender be a hero. Okay, now, see, I don't know, guys. All right? You know, just leave it, X-Men, please. 1-877, that's Ollie, don't go away. I can't shut it. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is really frightening. They say deaths of despair, quote unquote, are taking more lives of millennial Americans than any other generation. And more millennials are dying of drugs, alcohol, and suicide than other generations. According to Business Insider, they cite several reasons, including their financial burdens, their student loan debt, housing market. They say the affordability crisis millennials are dealing with is impacting their mental health in a time when they lack social support. I'm going to talk about this. They say these deaths relate to drugs, alcohol, or suicide claim the lives of 36,000 American millennials in 2017. Drug overdoses are the most common cause of death. So I don't know if I want to blame financial burdens on that. They do have a whole different financial setup than we did. It's very scary. I mean, going out to dinner, is easily $50 to $100 now. It's like, when the hell did that happen? You know, whatever happened to, you know, $1.99 prime rib that I got to have in college, right, in Las Vegas? Now you just don't have that anymore. But they do have a whole slew of challenges that we didn't have. But 36,000 deaths are millennials. This is what's bringing our life expectancy down. People are living longer, but the overall number is going down because we have so many young people dying. According to Jamie Ducharme for Time Magazine, citing a report by Public Health Group's Trust for America's Health and Well-Being Trust, the report looked at millennials aged 23 to 38 in 2019. Using the most recent data available from the CDC, they say deaths of despair have increased across all ages in the past 10 years, but more so in younger Americans. From 2007 to 2017, adults aged 18 to 34 saw a 69% increase in alcohol-related deaths, 108% increase in drug-related deaths, large fueled by the opioid crisis, and a 35% increase in death by suicide. Okay, now, whoa. Okay, so everybody stop for a second here. Whoa. Okay, the opioid crisis. Yes, we do have an opioid crisis. That is a general term. But implied in the opioid crisis is doctors overprescribing narcotics. Well, and this is not a people doing drugs or, you know, bringing them in from other countries and, you know, working with drugs illegally. This is about we caused people to become addicted to opioids. Well, I thought that was an argument for older individuals that have chronic pain. If the average young person doesn't have chronic pain, or they get over their injury pretty easily, that just doesn't fit with doctors continually giving them narcotics or forcing them to take narcotics as opposed to doing something else for their pain. We have a lot of young people in pain, but not like older people. So we need to be really, 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 really careful with, is it opioid crisis or people using opiates for drugs? All right, opioid crisis to me means something that we have a crisis, but the media has been implied it's something that we cause and we could reverse. All right, and they don't want to put it under like drug overdosing. We got to be really, really careful with the way that's worded. So the report cites a few reasons for these upticks. They say young adults are more inclined to engage in risk-taking behaviors. They comprise the highest number of enrolled military personnel. They disproportionately live in high-stress environments like correctional facilities. There are other structural factors at play, like student loan debt, health care, child care, and expensive housing market. These four costs are part of the great American affordability crisis plaguing millennials. I agree with that. We have a great American affordability crisis. So, when people have financial burdens and they lack social support and they have to live with their parents, they get depressed. They've seen a 47% increase in major depression. That's according to a Blue Cross Blue Shield report. But one in five don't seek treatment because they can't afford it. Well, they have high deductibles. Most of the millennials, they like, it's too expensive to go to the doctor. It is. We don't have very inexpensive mental health services. To go to a doctor, you need to drop, you know, $100 or $200 because you have a rip-roaring deductible that we didn't have prior to 2009, can I say? Studies have found a correlation between indebted people and mental health problems. While this research by its nature can't identify causality, according to Business Insider, the likelihood of having a mental health disorder is three times high among those with unsecured debt, according to a meta-analysis. And then they say millennials don't always have someone to share the mental burden with. They're less likely to have social support than other generations. They're marrying later, are less connected to political or religious communities, and that I agree with. A lot of millennials have less religion in their lives. So, what's going on here? Well, this is huge, because if you and I are expecting Medicare for all, I'm not expecting it, I'm kind of not really excited about that. I don't see how it's going to work, but if we're hoping to have Social Security or Medicare for all, we need young people putting money in. And if we have money, you know, young people killing themselves and not working, that's a problem. Okay, we are going to become broke, more broke than we are now. And we don't want young people to kill themselves. We don't want them in despair. Now, older generations don't understand because they had to grow up with the recession. They had to grow up, you know, in war. You know, I mean, they had to serve, you know, and do D-Day and I mean, you know, and lose friends in battle who were killed right next to them. And so the older generations kind of don't understand what the younger generations are so upset about. But again, you can't blame them. Maybe if they didn't, you know, live through wartime or, you know, have to escape the Holocaust or that kind of stuff. I mean, they know about it, but their problems are different. And I will vouch for them that they got problems that we didn't have. I mean, in my age group, okay, I mean, I would never compare to what you'd have to go through with wartime or Holocaust or whatever. My family having to flee Europe had to have been really scary. We have friends and family who had to, you know, escape. It's frightening what so many people have had to do to escape, you know, countries of persecution. So, yeah, the millennials might have it a little easier in that respect. But when we look at the psyche and we look at the drive to compete and the drive to live, you have to have a goal. You have to have an eye on the prize. And we have a much different society right now. You know, I remember always wanting to have a color TV and a TV that, you know, kind of has some fancy switches and things like that, or a computer. I always thought, oh, my God, having a computer would be, like, the coolest thing. So I want to make money so I could have a computer in my house. Well, now we have a computer in our hands with the phone. I mean, we have computers at our fingertips now all the time. You know, I'm like, gosh, I want to be able to know anything at any time or watch any movie I want or whatever. We have that access now. Well, you know, I want to be able to eat out. Well, now it's cheaper to eat out than cook sometimes. So, what kind of things are you striving for now? I want to be a pilot. I want to be a police officer. I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. That's what a lot of kids and younger people want to be now. You know, it's not that glorious to be a police officer. You get shot at and killed while you're standing waiting for your jack-in-the-box lunch. I mean, that's frightening as heck. People don't want to be doctors. You know, I feel really, really frustrated. I really feel sad for a lot of medical students who might have had these ideals about becoming a doctor. And then as they're in medical school and as they watch the news, they start to see how people blame doctors for everything. Doctors are one of the most hated professionals out there, all because we took a pen from a pharmaceutical company. We let a pharmaceutical company give us a pen. And, you know, these students are going hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, wanting to dedicate their lives to people, only to be told that non-doctors are going to be hiring them, telling them how to do medicine, making them follow a computer algorithm. That's not fun. We became doctors because we wanted to be artists in medicine and we wanted to save lives. We didn't want to follow some stupid rule. So this is what millennials are dealing with. And it's not that easy to know that you're going to get out of college and not be able to have a job. Or if you do have a job, you're going to get fired the second the recession happens. Seeing your parents out of work. It just changes things. Knowing that you're going to be replaced by robots or computers, knowing that whatever you're studying right now may be obsolete 10 years from now. That's scary. People want to kind of have a goal and see the light at the end of the tunnel. And all millennials see is this gray fog. I see it too. I have no idea what life's going to be like in 10 years. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions between the U.S. and Iran are increasing after two oil tankers were attacked last week in the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. military released a video Friday allegedly showing Iranian forces removing a mine that didn't explode from one of the oil tankers. Retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood with the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News why he believes Iran is continuing to provoke the United States.
Why Iran continues down this path? Well, they're the world sponsor of terrorism, you know, fomenting a war in Yemen, threatening to attack U.S. interests in Iraq. It's just a crazy regime.
A fashion designer has passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fashion and beauty icon Gloria Vanderbilt has died at 95. Her reported net worth was over $200 million. She's the mother of CNN anchor Anderson Cooper, who's confirmed her death to CNN.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and a resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Alright, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say a blood pressure pill has the potential to slow down Alzheimer's disease. And it's inexpensive. It improves flow of blood to parts of the brain linked to memory. Dutch research found that those given these pills for 6 months saw a 20% increase in circulation of blood to the hippocampus. Now, the drug is called nilvadipine. And like amlodipine, the ipines are calcium channel blockers. And so it costs less than, 50 cents a day. I'm not sure how much, but we commonly use medicine in that class for blood pressure. And scientists, now, this study is coming out of the telegraph.co.uk, so I don't know if we use nilvadipine here in the United States, but we use a lot of medicine similar to that. And scientists said the findings suggest that a decrease in blood flow in patients with Alzheimer's disease could now be reversed. But they said it was too early to say if this could slow down progression of the disease. So, The study was done by Radboud University Medical Center in the Netherlands and involved 44 participants, half of which were given nilvadipine and half given placebo. At the study start and after 6 months, researchers measured blood flow to specific regions of the brain using a unique MRI technique. And they think that it works. I mean, they say even though no medical treatment is without risk, getting treatment for high blood pressure could be important to maintain brain health in patients. So another issue we have is, well, how many people, you know, if they had their blood pressure in control, would be able to prevent dementia? So it's not the biggest study, but it's looking at, well, you know, maybe if we are going to treat high blood pressure in a vulnerable group for dementia, we use medications like the calcium channel blockers. I talked to you about how the calcium channel blockers work. They relax blood vessels. And by the relaxation of the blood vessels, you can improve flow, as opposed to the tightening of blood vessels that happens sometimes with high blood pressure. Unfortunately, with a lot of calcium channel blockers, people get leg swelling. And leg swelling with the calcium channel blocker really scares people because they're like, oh my gosh, you have congestive heart failure. Well, we make sure you don't have congestive heart failure, and then we take you off the calcium channel blocker if that's the case. So sometimes it relaxes vessels a little too much where you get leg swelling. But they're a fantastic group of medications, just fantastic. So what is dementia? Well, dementia is gradual loss of brain function. So the most common symptom of that would be memory loss. But then also thinking speed, like it taking you a while to collect your thoughts, mental agility, your language, understanding, judgment. So if you go outside in the cold and you're only in a t-shirt, that could be a sign of dementia. You know, you go, Mom, Dad, where's your jacket? They go, oh, I forgot my jacket. They didn't forget their jacket sometimes. They probably didn't put two to two together. You know, it's winter, it's cold outside, I need a jacket. You know, so it's like you know, whenever you're in doubt, if a loved one has dementia or Alzheimer's, and Alzheimer's is the most common type, just take a step back, put emotion aside, and watch your loved one and see how similar they are to a child. Imagine them as like a 5-year-old child or a 4-year-old child or a 7-year-old child. Right, 7-year-olds will kind of know about the, you know, a jacket, but a 4-year-old, when you go, okay, time to get in the car, they'll go to the car. Some of them will be like, oh, I need my jacket and my galoshes and my this and this and this, but the average 3-4-year-old will just follow mommy, follow daddy, or just go. And then you're like, no, let me bundle you up, let me get you dressed. Same thing with eating. You know, if you see a 3-4-year-old, right, just, you know, drop food or not clean it up or, you know, grab somebody else's food and, you know, you're like, Mom, Dad, why did you do that? You know, and they might stop themselves and try to compensate for it and say, oh, yeah, this is this and this, you know, because they're like, why did I do that? But if you start to see behavior that's very, very similar to something a child would do, that could be dementia. Kids always lose their toys. Kids never know where the keys are. I mean, I never know where my car keys are. I know, I have issues. I'll walk to a store and go, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, same thing with eating. You know, you'll watch their eating patterns. A kid will just grab food and start eating or whatever. But if you don't see any thought process to the vegetables and to the nutrition and to the, you know, or they just kind of blanketly stare, you know, while eating, some of their primitiveness is coming back, and they're losing some of their judgment and their concentration. And there's a lot of things we as doctors could do, a mini mental status exam, a more full-blown mental status exam, you know, but if ever you think there's some cognitive loss. Now, the big question I get is, well, that's easier said than done, Dahlia. How do I get my dad or my mom to go to the doctor? They won't. Ah, that's tough. The average older individual, or any individual, does not want to be told they're losing their memory. Now, hopefully you can convince them that there's some things we could do now, preventatively. Personally, I would love to see CPAPs on anybody starting to lose their memory, like in their 40s or 50s. I really think increasing oxygen to the brain helps prevent Alzheimer's. I really do. But You know, so. But you can't convince somebody if we don't really have cures. We don't have a cure for Alzheimer's. We don't really have medications that everybody's really excited about in terms of staving off. We just tell everybody to watch their weight, to watch their diet, watch their exercise. But the average older person does not want to lose their car. They don't want to lose their ability to live alone. They don't want people thinking of them as losing their mind. And they're right about that. You know, if I ever lose my mind, I would not want word to get out. I wouldn't. Now, I mean, I, trust me, I wouldn't practice medicine anymore. And I wouldn't drive the grandkids. And I would, you know, I mean, you know. But as soon as a family member thinks, especially if they're laymen, that you have dementia, I would fear that they would think the wrong things. They would, you know, just have a much different picture of what is really going on. And so I don't want, yeah, because my kids have already joked, you know, they're going to throw me to a nursing home. Well, the second somebody goes, oh, yeah, she's already starting to have dementia, I'm screwed. They're not going to take anything I say seriously. I mean, look, the kids already, how many of you guys believe what your parents tell you anyway? Everybody thinks their parents have lost it. That's just what we do. Now, my mom, thank God, very, very smart. I mean, I worried once about my mom. I don't have to. She's like with it. But she used to always tell me about changing my clocks and for daylight saving time. Every year, she would always tell me to change the clocks twice a year. And then she stopped doing that, and I got really nervous, and I got scared. And then I realized I'm the one that's losing it because she doesn't have to remind me because our phones do it anyway. But you see, I was like worried. I was like, wait a second. She's not doing something she's always done. Well, it's because my mom's like, I don't have to tell Dahlia to do that. She's got a cell phone. But see, I didn't think about that. That's what makes me worry. So that's on me. So try to get a parent to admit that they're having issues. All right? Means you guys did not communicate properly on what the plan is. So what you guys need to do before it gets all emotional dramatic is have that conversation going, okay, let's say things start to change and we worry about you accidentally taking the wrong pill or falling or whatever. What is the best route? What should we do? And I'm going to have that conversation with the kids. I'm living with you. But you have to communicate that where you guys already have a plan. Mom, Dad, there is going to be a time where you're going to be too old to take care of yourself. Is there a facility you want us to look at? No. Leave me alone. All right, well then, you know, then that's on them when the time comes. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so people are still drinking the urine. It doesn't matter that I drank mine and showed you guys how disgusting it was and how stupid it was. By the way, the aftertaste lasted hours. I couldn't get it out of my mouth. I probably gained 1,000 calories. I took in 1,000 calories just to eat to try to get the taste out of my mouth. It was so bad. It was so stupid. I don't understand why people do that. It was dumb. It was disgusting, but I drank it for you guys so you could see how stupid it was. Did it really overhaul my health? No. But now we have somebody in England who washes his eyes out with urine, actually filling up his goggles with pee. Apparently, with alternative medicine, people think that urine can help short-sightedness. So if you're nearsighted, they say urine can help with that. They say urine can help with cataracts, poor skin. Mind you, I think urine can help skin conditions. but it does not go on your eyes, and you do not drink it. So this one gentleman posts videos online of him, his name is Stephen Williams, showing people how he improves his vision by washing his eyes with his own pee. He also takes a swig every morning of it to tackle toothache, inflamed gums, and whiten teeth. Well, remember, what's in urine? You got water, you got minerals, you got ammonia. So probably what's happening is he's killing the bacteria in his mouth. I don't know of any dentist who would ever suggest that. But makes no sense. So he's probably thinking that's why it's helping him. You know, because people say, well, look, Dr. Dahlia, look, okay, they wouldn't continue doing it if it didn't help. Well, there's something called placebo also, where if you really think it's helping you, you're going to continue doing it. And sometimes placebo works. Placebo is basically where something shouldn't work and it works because you want it to, and so that it does. The only thing is it only lasts so long. It's like if you gave me a dummy pill to lose weight, I might lose 5 pounds, but then that's about it. Because it's not a real weight loss pill. Even weight loss pills, you end up getting weight back. So they say, health experts say, this could damage your vision. Remember, your urine's acidic. The last thing you want to do is put that on your eyes. But alternative advocate Mr. Williams is encouraging people to wash their eyes and gargle with their own urine and claims to have restored his 20/20 vision by doing so himself. He even produced his own documentary called Urine 8 on all things pee-pee related. He ditched toothbrushes and toothpaste, claiming swigging his own pee keeps his teeth clean. So the videos show him urinating into a small eyewash cup, balancing it over his eyes before explaining, I've tried using aged urine with eyedroppers, and I dropped them into my eyes. That's really painful, and it stings a lot, but it's very effective for reducing cataracts and getting rid of things like styes. Okay, how many of you guys have ever had a sty in the eye? A sty is kind of like an infected, like a clogged duct. A lot of times you get them near the hair, near the lash, or these ducts in the eyes, kind of like a pimple. They get really, really painful. Usually warm soaks, and, you know, sometimes we'll use an antibiotic ointment. I've never recommended urine. But it's interesting, you have a lot of moms who breastfeed that say breast milk gets rid of their kids' pink eye. They'll put breast milk into their kids' eyes. And I don't know about the health benefits or risks of that. But I did have a mom call saying the breast milk didn't work, and I guess the infection is getting worse. So I gave them drops. But a lot of moms say, yeah, you put breast milk into the kids' eyes. I can't confirm or deny if that works. So, yeah, this guy here putting urine in, I don't know. And he says when he goes swimming, he goes, when I'm in the pool, I fill up my goggles with urine, I sneak it to the toilet, I pop it on my head, like that, which starts a little suction, and then when I'm in the pool, I just slip them on to the top of my eyes, so then his eyes are full of the urine. Morning urine is the strongest because it accumulates more components and nutrients from overnight after resting. He also suggests that taking eye cups to work to rinse their eyes with urine during toilet breaks. He says it helped other people ditch their glasses. Okay, how would that even work? How? Well, if I had to be devil's advocate, and please, for the love of the Lord, don't do this. Nearsightedness and farsightedness has to do with the shape of your cornea. Or the shape of the eye. But it's where the image that gets focused either misses the retina or overshoots the retina. So we put a lens in front of the eye to shorten the lens, shorten the image, or lessen the image. And then we find the refraction needed to make sure that the image hits your retina perfectly. Sometimes as you age, you need to change, you know. With LASIK, what we do is we reshape the cornea to allow vision to improve. And it was great. It helped my nearsightedness instantaneously. Now I need reading glasses, but still, it helped. It was amazing. In terms of that, so I'm a big fan of LASIK. And a big fan of Dr. Dubrava, who performed my LASIK. Love him. But as you age, you then start to have accommodation issues. And, you know, Dubrava suggested that I did one eye farsighted, one eye nearsighted. And I said no. And maybe I should have done that. I just didn't think. I just got headaches a lot when I was younger, so I just didn't want to do that. But a lot of people do that, where they have one eye not having the LASIK, one eye having the LASIK, so that they could see or read, depending on what they need to do. So maybe the reason why some people are claiming that their vision improved is maybe there's something that the acid does in the urine to the cornea. I just wouldn't recommend that at all. I would be like, what the hell are you guys doing? But maybe the urine is reshaping the cornea. I don't see how it could do that to the degree of 20/20, though. So, you know, people be careful, honestly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so pomegranate compound may help slow down aging. Urolithin A, not having to do with urine, is a metabolite of biomolecules found in pomegranates and other fruits, could help slow certain aging processes. Apparently, this is in the journal Nature Metabolism. They say it's a fact of life that skeletal muscles begin to lose strength and mass once a person reaches the age of 50. So this clinical trial using EPFL and the Swiss Institute of Bioinformatics, all right, showed that this compound, urolithin A, derived from biomolecules like fruits such as pomegranates, I love pomegranates, could slow down the process of muscle aging by improving the function of your mitochondria. Mitochondria is like your energy, the battery source, the powerhouses. So this paper showed there's also no risk to human health. Now again, be careful. Whenever they say a compound in fruit, you know, like resveratrol, a compound in grapes, you know, and red wine. Okay, usually you have to have like 700 times the amount. So it's not like, you know, I'd like to just tell me to eat a pomegranate a day to keep the doctor away and I'll do it. So the pomegranate has been used for centuries and has been touted for health benefits because it has L-arginines. These L-arginines, or L-arginines, when ingested, convert to a compound called urolithin A in the gut. And the urolithin A slows down the mitochondrial aging process. Now, pomegranates, we see a lot in the Middle East. People eat pomegranates a lot. We do see longevity in countries like Israel and, you know, Jordan and things like that. So, I don't know, there might be something to it. I do love pomegranates. Ooh, pomegranate margaritas are yummy, too. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.